Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
Faisal, I'm great. How about you?
Really good. We had a very interesting week. We were traveling to Toronto.
Yep.
Did some due diligence and research out there. We talked to many individuals. Different feeling between the two cities.
Yeah. There has been for a while.
Yeah.
Right? For sure. So it's interesting to see how that bleeds into people's overall thought process and decision making and how it influences the way we see the world,
yep.
Right? The filter,
yep.
There's definitely some differences for sure. We're gonna talk a little bit about that today.
I wanna label this show today on people's feelings.
Hmm.
Everything's about people's feelings. When you see that your house price has gone up as if you were a living in Toronto, you feel better. You're not richer in cash, but you feel better. So your chest sticks out when you walk down Bay Street in Toronto. My house is worth now over $1.2 million on average. You know, it's up. Calgary, not as up as much.
Well, at least it's moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction. The feelings are different. So let's talk about feelings today in this.
But wait a second. What about for all the engineers in Calgary that are watching this show?
Oh, don't label all them. Engineers have feelings too.
Ah, they do, don't they? Sometimes they deny it, but they do.
Yeah.
And listen, we know, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, is that often our logic is used to justify emotional decisions that we make.
Correct.
And it's important that we understand that,
yeah.
Right? That emotion does play a significant part in the way we make decisions, not just obviously in investments, but beyond that, we want to talk a little bit about how does that work, right? So that you're aware of it and you don't fall into catastrophic decision-making, right? Based on an emotional reaction versus what the likely outcome is going to be.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about how you balance emotional and logical decision making.
Yep.
In our role as portfolio managers, you know, we are trained to stick to the facts. Get the data, use the data to make the decision on what we should invest in. Sometimes, even in our world, that emotion kicks in.
Oh, I think the emotion kicks in all the time.
Right, and so we kind of feel like, okay, we should be doing something because it feels right.
Right.
But we kind of have to, you know, shake ourselves up and say, wait a minute, let's go back to the data. Let's go back to the structure.
The discipline.
Let's go back to the discipline.
You got it.
You know, I do that in my professional life, but in my personal life, when I'm at a buffet or a McDonald's, it doesn't work out so well for me. But like, I know what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
I have the discipline, I'd say 60% of the time.
Yeah.
But those 40% ruins the entire 60%.
Yeah. Yeah.
This trip in Toronto, I was like, yeah, Dave, I'm going to work out.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Got out of bed.
Your beer arm.
Yeah. Yeah. That quarter pounder in cheese I was doing my arm curls with was amazing. Like, it just, what I feel is not always what's right for me.
Yeah. No, I think that's really important, right? And it's we're not talking about touchy-feely stuff here. We're just talking about understanding how those things work together and are connected.
Yeah.
They are connected. It's inescapable. How do you harness that power? For good, not for evil.
And this week in the markets, I am smiling not because the way the markets performed, but how the constituents within each of the major indexes have been performing. So I'll give you an example. What we saw Thursday, Friday specifically, was a shift in an increase in technology stocks.
Yes.
Smaller companies in the U.S. doing better than larger companies, in theory, in general. We saw the work from home or stay at home stocks
mm-hmm.
do not as well
mm-hmm.
as the get your butt out of the house stocks.
Yeah,
that's a new terminology, by the way.
Yeah. I think even
I'll catch on to Wall Street.
That's technical. Please. Yeah, yeah. That's technical language.
Get your butt out of the house stocks. Okay. So when you start looking at that, what I appreciate of this market is that. At points in time, the market will then say, that company does not deserve that type of price.
Okay.
And they go back to the old school thought of fundamentals. So I'll give you an example. We've had people call us up that watch or listen to the show and say, what do you think of ABC stock?
Mm-hmm.
And the question comes in, what are you looking at that from? What do I think? Are you looking at my feelings about it or are you looking at the data behind it? Because the data would give you a whole bunch of information, their fundamentals, the management, the company, and so forth. And I am, I look at companies as I want to buy companies without paying for their growth in general, right? I want to see a nice return. But sometimes you get pulled into a direction of just buying companies because they're going up.
Yeah, momentum, right?
So momentum works until it doesn't.
Until it doesn't.
And this week, the companies that are not working as they should be, or with expectations, are getting hammered. I smile at that because that actually spills over in the fear to other companies. Mm-hmm. The good ones. The ones that are doing it right. The ones that are cheap comparisons to their peers. Sell those stocks. Make that price go down. I'm going to buy at a cheaper price. Yep. I like this time. So I'm seeing a shift happen. That sentiment, that feeling of people starting to adjust their company ownership. Primarily retail.
Yeah.
It's not institutional. It's doing this. It's primarily retail that are moving those the money from one company to another purely because of how they feel, right? Such and such company, a stay-at-home stock, is not going to be able to produce what it's supposed to produce. Get rid of that, and you see the stock go down 30, 40, 50% in a day.
Right.
In a day.
Right. And big companies.
Right. Billion-dollar valuation plus.
Yeah.
Gone. Wiped out in a day. So what happened yesterday to today?
Right.
And why wasn't that forecasted to some degree? That tells me a lot of individuals who are buying investments on their own don't understand what they're buying. It just feels right to buy.
Right.
So that's going to be it's an interesting market.
No, for sure. And I think you touched on fundamentals, and we've been talking about that. This earnings season is bringing some of that to bear, right? If valuations are high and stretched, if you don't have fundamentals to back that up, free cash flow, actual earnings, right? There's some risk in this market, right? And you're seeing that volatility baked in. Right.
That's important. Free cash flow.
Yeah.
And I give the example to my 12-year-old. I say to her, I go, well, you know, when I'm buying a company, and she only listens to half the stuff that I tell her.
Less than half, I can tell you that.
On a good day. Let's talk about a good day, Dave.
I have daughters too. You can't lie to me about that.
So when I say, when I buy a company, if you were to lend money to your friend, not your very good friend, but a friend in school, how do you know they're going to pay you back? And she goes, well, I have to see what they're making. Do they have enough money? Is there someone's going to give them money so they can give it back to me? And so you're looking at how much free cash flow they have. Hmm. And that's when she kind of turned off and stopped listening to me when I said free cash flow. But that's the objective, right? It's that free cash flow of a company. And you're seeing a lot of energy companies this week talk about their free cash flow.
And what they're doing with it.
And what they're doing with it.
Right.
Right? Buybacks, dividends.
Yep.
Mergers and acquisitions.
Yep.
They're not putting it to capital expenditure.
Right. And some have their green initiatives. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? But the important thing is they've got tons and tons of cash flow.
So when it comes to these types of issues, fundamentals, cash flow, a disciplined approach, separating the feeling of the market to what you're buying.
Yep.
It requires some structure and discipline. It requires you to understand that piece as you go through retirement.
Yeah.
So it's not just profiting, but it's also protecting. And so when you want to bulletproof your retirement, you have to have certain strategies in place. And we're going to talk about those strategies at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., live online. Now you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Would you like to make sure that you never fall victim to that emotional, catastrophic decision that could blow up your portfolio or affect your retirement? Stick around after the break. We're going to help you understand how to do that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.